the Conservative Party and austerity. The 2010 general election saw the Labour Party lose power. The Conservative Party under David Cameron became the largest party in Parliament, but they needed the support of Britain's third largest party, the Liberal Democrats, in order to form a government. The core economic policy of the new coalition government was to reduce the level of national debt, which had ballooned as a result of the cost of rescuing the banking sector. This policy became known as austerity. It meant reducing government spending across the board. The National Health Service, public housing, and the state education system were particularly badly hit as a result of government austerity. The public was increasingly critical of the falling quality of public services, but the government and its supporters in the right-wing media insisted that the country had no alternative but to pursue austerity. They argued that, rather than deliberate government austerity, mass immigration was to blame for the increased pressure on public services. Once again, the EU and its freedom of movement of people became the political scapegoat for social problems that were actually being exacerbated by the UK government's own policies.